Coach Tim, Spider Cave Studios, day four of the epic social media domination series, which will transcend soon into SEO domination and how to use social media for that. You ever hear this as a parent or as a kid? You said it to your parents, Daddy, Mommy, tell me a story. We are wired for story. We are wired for tales. We are wired for mythology. If you understand that, then you'll understand the best way to get your product or service out into the marketplace. Because when there is a story around your product or service, it becomes larger than life. It becomes mythological. And mythology is super, super powerful. When I coach football, the first thing that I install into the kids, some people would call this, put it under the category of culture building. And that's certainly what story can do. I would have the kids tell, they would have to research and talk about, I called it Tartar treasures, and they would have to tell stories before practice or after about things that are great about Torrance High School with 100-year history and Zamperini and all. There's all kinds of stories. There's movies and TV shows that have been filmed at the school. It's one of the best, voted one of the most architecturally pleasant designs in the country. They got all kinds of cool stuff that, and it builds a belief, right? And you could do that within your own company, right? You can do that within your social media. Years ago, I had a blog in the real estate niche that was amongst the most popular in the country. And what I ended up, you know, doing was I wrote a lot of articles and would do a lot of commentary out on the web. And, you know, that kind of attention, that kind of energy creates more. And I ended up getting interviewed for books. And Chicago Times one time asked me about blogging. And I told them, I said, it's really, and I never saw it as blogging. You know, I just saw it as, information sharing across a real easy platform. And I said, and this was off this, I had never said this before. I thought of it as I was answering the question. And he goes, so why is it so important for a business? And I said, well, blogs are a way to express and demonstrate your brand story over time. And if that's never been more obvious today, on what you could do with your brand story across the internet, social media, blogging, whatever platform you want to call it, your own website. It's your ability to tell your brand story. What is your brand story? So a lot of people don't really do well at telling stories. And I would say that as a business person, you are an influencer, you are a salesperson, you need to practice telling stories. You just do. If you want to watch somebody who's a master at telling stories, go listen. I don't care if you like him or not, but go listen to Tony Robbins. That's all the guy does is tell stories. And there's hypnotic aspects to stories. If you want to watch a wonderful movie, in my opinion, it's called The Words. And essentially what it is a story about a story about a story about a story about a story. And, you know, once upon a time, I met a guy at a park and he told me a story about when he was growing up, about a story when that, and you get lost in it and it entrances us naturally. Hypnotists and people in that field use that very systematically and formally, but you don't have to just go watch The Words. It's a chick flick. And so if you're a guy, you know, take off the macho and can go watch it with your girl. But it's very good study. I've watched it and never get tired of it because it was masterful in the way that it does what hypnosis calls loops. It just creates loops, and masterfully leaves the loops open until it's time to close the loop. And while we're trying to find out what happens, we're pulled into more loops, right? That's what that does. So that's really a good example of leaving open loops within your social media, within your story time, right? And so get good at that. When I was coaching, I'd have, if we had extra time, instead of letting the kids just screw off, I would put them in what I called the horseshoe in the locker room, and I'd say it's Coach Tim's story time. And whenever I said get in the horseshoe, they would ask me, story time, coach? And that's one of the things that, funny enough, my kids would always love, because I was always good to tell a story to them. So practice that, however it is that you do. If you have a kid, young children, they are perfect guinea pigs for your stories, because no matter what you say, they're going to love it. And you could get better and better as time goes on. But definitely tell your story. Tell stories of your clients' successes, adversities that you've overcome to help your clients. And I think you'll enjoy social media a little bit more. It's Coach Tim out. Tell your story.